When sleeping, we turn off our lights. So I woke up at 01. I wanted to drink some water. It was dark everywhere. Now, when it is dark, you can't see properly. So I went in the kitchen. And I turned on the light.
Those big ones with jackets.
China chiri pack up.
The other one on the car.
China chenze shako na kakwendo. So ushona. Vimvela buino vamene vikuja.
They say that they are even enjoying the food.
They were all over. But when they saw me, I made noise. When they saw the light, if every cockroach took cover, they all hid in the hidden places, and the place looked clean again. There's something about this. Insects. There's something about these insects. They love hiding, number one, in hidden places.
The thing which
you
say stays for a long time, you don't move it. They'll make a nest there.
Is that true?
Zona.
And number two, they love a place where there is no light. When you turn off the light, there they come. It starts with the small nyandule, and then the big ones also come out. Those with jackets. They even those which fly. They all come out in the dark. Number three, they love where there are feces. That's where they fellowship. And there'll be a lot of them there. They'll be bleeding and bleeding. But when you bring a torchlight, they'll all move away. Why? There is light. Now, I want you to go back to Exodus. Remember when God was giving his commandments. I want you to observe what he said at the end. Let us go to Exodus chapter 20.
Exodus 20.
After God finished speaking the commandments, verse
21.
And the people stood afar off. And Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. That's a strange writing. Moses went in that mountain. And the Bible says, he drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. When people were looking, they saw a darkness. And the people were afraid. They told Moses, if God wants to speak, let him speak through you, not to us. Because they heard the lightnings, they heard the thunderings, and they said, if we go near, we'll be dead. Now, you know what started happening in Israel? People started reading the law. What does the law say? Thou shalt not steal. They read that. So, okay, I'm a good person, I don't steal. So he goes in an office. He looks around. There's no one seeing me. He takes something, puts it here.
Hey,
there's no one who saw him do that. So everyone said, no one saw. And everyone was looking good. When it was time to gather like this, the one who committed adultery, he was also singing. Because no one saw him committing adultery. The one who stole, when it was time to gather and worship, he was singing. He had a uniform. Why? No one saw him stealing. It looked like a good congregation. But they were roaches in the hearts of people. There were wrong things happening. But the law, you don't stone someone if you just suspect. Even today, when we go to court, they'll ask you, what evidence do you have? You are saying he stole. Did you see him? If you don't know how to answer, the court will say, he didn't steal. That is true, isn't it? Because the law works on witness, eyewitness. If someone hasn't seen someone, it means nothing has happened. If I've stolen, no one has seen me. Even if you take me to court, if the court says there is no witness, there is no evidence, a thief walks away righteous.
I told you I had no case.
But inside his heart, he knows he stole. So the weakness of the law, it depends on what eyes have seen. It can never judge someone for what he does in their heart. But God said, a day is coming. I'll remove this handwriting of God. I'm removing that which is written. So that the thing which is written can go in the heart of man. For what purpose? To enable a man to fulfill the good work of God. Let us read Ezekiel 36, verse 26.
Ezekiel 36,
God promises again. Ezekiel 36, verse 26.
Ezekiel 36, verse 26.
A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. Did you hear what God is putting inside? Did you hear that? He says, I'll put what? What will he put inside? Hello? Can you read that? I want everyone to be able to answer. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. What is God putting inside there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you an heart of flesh. Now, verse 27. And I will put my spirit within you. Now, listen. God says, you put what? He'll put what?
Azaika chiani.
Read it
again.
How
does it
doubt
you? I'll put my spirit within you. For what purpose? Why does God put His Spirit in a human being? To make me sing better? To make me jump and shout? That's not the reason. I'll put my Spirit for what purpose? What does it say? Why will He put His Spirit within me? Can you read, brother? Verengani futi sivi na mbeke. Muzimu wake uzati pangisa kuti tiende mumalembo yake.
His Spirit will cause us to walk in His laws.
Chifukwa malembo yapa miala.
On the stone.
Siana kwa nise nchito.
They can't do the job.
Sienze mukati mamitima ya wandu.
They were not inside the hearts of the people.
So manje mulungu wakuti.
Now God is saying.
Ya jamalembo ya nalembewa na manja pamiala.
Those words which are written by the hand on the stone.
Muzimu wanga ukangena mumitima yanu.
When it goes in your hearts.
Muzimu uze kupangisani kuti.
Spirit will make you.
Muyende mumalembo.
Walk in the written words.
Manje.
Now, so fine.
Ngati muntu amboenda malembo.
If a person is walking in the word,
kodi muzampa salamulo.
Are you going to give that person a law?
Ngati vana vanu every day.
If your children on a daily basis,
ikakwana 17 hours.
When it's 17 o'clock, 17 hours.
Nishiwafika kudala wali mkati munyumba.
Wali pa nyumba gale, they already at the house.
Every day wako baba mapezeka munyumba 17 hours.
God has zone say baba they are there.
Kodi munga fake pola mulo kuti mwe vana vanga imwe kuyambira siku ya lero.
To say my children from today.
Mukazipezeka pa nyumba.
Should be found at the house
for 17 hours.
When it's 17 hours.
Visa 7 zaivo.
Will that work?
Chifukwa la mulo ni opangiwa kuli vaja opanya la mulo.
The law is meant for the law breakers.
Ngati vantu vakwanisa kudala kusunga la mulo.
If people can keep the law.
Vana 17 hours inishwari pa nyumba kudala.
Children at 17 hours are already at the house.
La mulo ya kuti mukazifika pano 17 hours siza nkala na lingo.
The law to say you should be here 17 hours it will have no purpose.
Chifukwa vana vaja valinayo kudala la mulo mumtima yao.
They already have the law in their hearts.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So manje mulungu apakuti alonjeza. I will put my Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Read verse 27 again. So manje ngati ni muzimu wa Mulungu uli mkati mwaine.
If it is the Spirit of God inside of me,
kukwanilisa lamulo ya Mulungu,
to fulfill the law of God,
kodi ningazimvere kuti ine ndine oyera.
Can I exalt myself that I'm holy? Can I boast?
Ngati ni muzimu wa Mulungu uli mumkati mwa mtima.
If it is the Spirit of God inside of the heart,
wamene uniuza kuti apa sinifanika kuba.
What you saying? I'm not supposed to steal.
Muzimu wake wanipasa mpamvu.
His Spirit has given me power.
Namboenda mchilungamo.
I'm walking in the right way.
Kodi nizazimvesa kapena kuzikweza kuti ine nimakwanisa kushita chilungamo.
Will I exalt myself that I've got the power to do righteousness?
Paulo analemba.
Paul wrote.
Akuti muchisomo cha Mulungu.
Akuti through the grace of God.
Mulibe kuzionesa.
There's no one who can
boast. Chifukwa ni mpamvu ya mzimu oyera.
It is the power of the Holy Spirit.
Wamene uli kukwanilisa chilungamo cha Mulungu mukati mwai.
The work of God inside of you. Amen.
Mzimu oyera mukati mwaine.
The Holy Spirit inside of me.
Una njala wa kuverenga mawu ya Mulungu.
It has the hunger to read the word of God.
Pamande.
On Monday.
Upeza nikamba lero sinzaja lero ni mapempero
chapa. I said today I'm not eating. I've been praying.
Nivela njala ya mapempero.
I'm hungry for prayer.
Chifukwa chintu chili chonse.
Everything else.
China njala kukonka na chirengedwe chake.
It has got hunger in relationship to the word that has been created.
Hallelujah. Nkarama.
A lion.
Ina njala yachani.
It has a hunger for what?
Ifuna kujia nyama.
It wants to eat meat.
Sumza peza nkaramu ifuna kujia mauzu.
You won't find a lion eating grass.
Ngombe.
A cow.
Ima jachani.
What does it eat?
Chifukwa ndiye mulungu mana chirengera.
That is what God created, how he created it.
So, ngati una mzimu wa yera mkati mwaiwe.
If you have the Holy Spirit inside of you.
Uzankala na njala ya zintu zoyera.
You have the hunger for holy things.
Ngati una mzimu wa nyansa.
If you have a filthy spirit inside of you.
Una njala ya zintu zo nyansa.
You have hunger for filthy things.
Chifukwa chintu chili chonse china njala kukonga na chirengedwe mamene.
Even if you cook nice food,
watirako kakapena ni pilipili, watirako zonse zotiratira.
You all those nice spices.
Izavinusha siza vija.
The cow wants it to smell those things.
Chifukwa sinkaridwe yake.
Because that's what the nature, it's nature.
Sinde mulungu mana ipangira.
That is not how God created it.
Chintu chili chonse china njala.
Anything else has a hand.
Kukonka mulungu mana chirengera.
In relation to how God created it.
Nchifukwa chake.
That is why
mau ya mulungu.
The word of God.
Pamene akamba kuti tiele. Manene Yehova ni oyera.
Holy, the word God is holy.
Siti zankala oyera pakuzipanga kuyera.
You have a faith for holiness.
Uzae sako leo.
You try today.
Uzae imbako mkwaya leo.
You sing in the choir.
Uzaone kangati watembenukako leo.
You look like you are set today.
Mailo.
Tomorrow.
Ubwelele kuwaru wafute.
You are going back to the beer.
Nchifukwa chani.
Why?
Wenze yesa kuchita chilungamo.
You wanted to do holiness.
Mukukopeleza.
In just trying to copy.
You can never fulfill holiness.
Sunga kwani ni sachiero.
By imitation.
Mukukopela.
The spirit.
Mzimu.
Has to be in you.
Uwele wakaya mkati mwako.
If you are a goat.
Gandiwa mbuzi.
A goat will always be a goat.
Mbuzi ni mbuzi.
Is that so? You cannot make a goat behave like a sheep. It can pretend for 1 minute, 2 minutes.
It will fail
and say, it will go and manifest its nature. Why? It's a goat. That is why God said, be holy as I am holy. How can we be holy the way God is holy? Because as human beings, we are born in sin. You have a desire for a wrong thing. Why? Vuto, yuyambira mugazi.
The problem is in the blood.
That's what the problem is. A human being has a desire for sin. And if you are not careful, your sin is passed on to children.
That
was a drunkard,
even his children are just like him.
Do you know that your nature can follow the children? So,
his grandfather used to have anger, and he didn't shake when he's angry. Even the child does the same thing, shakes with anger. Have you seen that? The father was like this, even the child is like that. Even those who are educated are telling us.
Mugazi.
According to the nature in the blood,
goes
in the children. If you don't know the father of the child,
hospital,
when you go to the hospital,
DNA.
Is that like
his daughter?
Can you?
Because we get these attributes from where we're coming from.
The way you look like.
Na behavior mankalidwe.
And the way you do things.
These
things come from our parents.
Manje mulungu.
Now God.
akapanga lonjezo.
He made a promise.
Kuti nifuna ava vantu vankhale oyera. Muni lili ne oyera.
I want this people to be holy just as I am holy.
Manje icho chinthu chichitike bwanji?
How is that thing going to be possible?
Chizakwanirisika bwanji?
How will that be possible?
Ambuye Yehova akuti,
the Lord God is
nizatenga mzimu wanga.
I'll get my spirit.
Nizaufaka mu mitima yao.
I'll put it in their hearts.
Kuti vakwanirise kuyenda mulamulo.
Feel walking in the law.
Yamene nina wapasa.
The one I gave them.
Nchifukwa chake Yesu Kristu.
That is why Jesus Christ.
Mu Yohane 3 verse 3.
In John 3 verse 3.
Akuti sunga one mfumu wakumwamba.
You can't see the kingdom of God.
Ngati suna badwe mwasopano.
You're not born again.
Ndiye chutanta uza kubadwa mwasopano.
That's what being born again means.
Chifukwa kubadwa kwa chiambi.
Because our first birth.
Kweti pasa uchimo.
It gave us sin.
Kweti pasa nkalidwe ya makolo.
It gave us the nature of our parents.
Kwa maputa lapa kubereka. Sopano.
We are born again.
Tunkala na muzimu oyera.
A holy spirit.
Nchifukwa cheke puta zipasa umoyo kuli Yesu Christ.
That is why when we give our lives to Jesus.
Ula, enze wa dama.
That one who was doing adultery.
Otembe nuka.
Oyambo pempera romba. Start praying.
Ngati kuli prayer and fasting. Opezeka kuma pempera.
Sala kuja is there.
Ni chani cha chitika.
What has happened to that person?
Muzimu oyera.
If you are pretending,
kutawe nane natembe nuka.
I've also said,
viku kange.
You have going to fail.
Lero uyese, mairo mbili yake na imvike.
You will try and tomorrow another story will be here.
Chintu chufwanika.
What you need to do?
Ni kutembe nuka.
It is to be served.
Kutembe nuka chutanda uzanji.
To be served, what does it mean?
Muzimu oyera kubwera mu mitima yaso.
The Holy Spirit being in our hearts.
Tankala vantu obadwa mwasopano.
We become people who are born again.
Manje onani.
Now look at this.
When we are born again,
gabadwa mwasopano.
What was in the Old Testament?
Chemene chinali mchipangano chakale.
It gets magnified.
Chimakula.
Let's look at adultery.
What
was adultery? It was a man and a woman being caught in the act. You were caught. They will stone you. When Jesus came, he said, "You have heard. It was said, do not commit adultery. But I tell you, him that looks on a woman lustfully has already committed adultery." As we close, let us read Matthew
5:28.
Verse 27. Matthew 5, verse 27 to 28.
Matthew 5, 27, and 28.
Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. Do you remember this is one of the written ordinances we read when we started? Do you remember it's part of the handwritten ordinances? Do we remember?
Amen.
Jesus says, it was said of people of old, thou shalt not commit adultery. That was a handwritten ordinance. We read it. In Exodus 20. But Jesus now says,
yes, so
but now that is being taken away. How? That does not mean we should now commit adultery. No. Jesus says, now I tell you a new law. Let's read it. Verse 28. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. Our brother talked about a small signpost and a big signpost. Can I ask you? If we compare the signposts in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, which one is bigger? In the Old, you have to be caught in the physical act. In the New Testament, even when no one is looking at you, Jesus says, in your heart, if you are married and you look at another woman and you start lusting after her, you are judged already. Which one is a big signpost? Yes, my brother. Chasopano.
The new one.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Icho chitandauza kuti Mulungu ayembekeza chilungamo chochokera mumitima, not chabe choonedwa na maso.
God wants righteousness from the heart, not from the eye, not just on face value.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So you don't just say,
Simukambachata kuti.
Ah, we paipana nuona ine.
No one saw me.
God is the judge. He sees your life.
Mulungu ndiye weruza aona moyo wako.
He sees your life.
Aona moyo wako.
And judgment begins here on earth. Praise the name of the Lord. So as a young man, how are you keeping your life? We are living in very confused times. When I was in college, people used to laugh at us. I never had a girlfriend. You want me to show you my first girlfriend?
Oh,
I never had a girlfriend. The first girlfriend was my wife. Yeah. She was my first girlfriend. Not Yamma flowers, huh?
Not something hidden, knowing from flowers.
Yo uja makolo first good nail, I think nakula na pezako.
When you go through parents to tell them that you're of age.
Ndepenkala girlfriend.
That's how she became my girlfriend.
Not girlfriend, yo gwira na maloba.
Not where you touch each other.
Yo konka mao.
Where you follow the weight.
Kuta, I think we can make a home.
Say ngapange nyumba.
Let us go to the elders of the church. Wajalise.
They should bless.
Taimirira kusogolo wachita announcements.
We stood in front, they announced. Wanapeka chizuis.
And to this date, my eyes are just still on her. Kulikonse kuna pita.
Wherever I go,
whether nukumaiko,
maybe it's other countries,
manso yalipare wamenewe.
My eyes on her.
God bless you, mama. No, no, you can sit down.
I'm not dead saying, sister.
But kuli nyandule.
But they are cockroaches.
Kunganda niokwatira.
At home, it is married.
Ikaenda kunchito, yuyangana, kuyangana yangana.
At work, it keeps looking, keeps looking.
You kumbira kumbira, zo kumbira kumbira.
Keeps admiring things anyhow.
Si umuntu huyo, ni unyandule.
That is not humanity, that is being a...
Nyandule, you choka pamene mwazimia light. Ndepu you choka.
The problem comes from where the light is off.
Mulungu sana, terenge kututinkare nyandule. Ay.
God did not create us to be cockroaches.
We must be people of the light.
Jikare vantu wanyale.
Vunu larikira kuno, ndefu nufanika nularikira kubwago kuta.
What I'm doing, I'm preaching here, that's what I should preach outside.
What I am here is what I should be in the house. Not kuna uli white. Ukaenda kunchito unakala hii akine.
Kunchito unamtunduina.
Ngati uli mkachisi unankaridwe hii akine.
In the church you have a different color.
Ukaliyo tembenuka.
It means you are not served yet.
Ngati Mulungu mavuto chifukwa cha hypocrisy.
Families and problems chifukwa cha moyo wa chinyengo.
Chifukwa cha Kristu cha pelera mu uniform.
Because Christianity ends at the uniform level.
Kumbukani nzina kama nyandule ya jacket, right?
Nikumbuka I told you about the conference that puts on the jacket.
When you look at it,
mukachiona,
it looks smart.
Chioneka clean.
But that thing carries diseases.
Kwa maana chinyengo la matenda.
It brings cholera.
Chileta cholera.
It can kill you.
Chingakupae.
That's a cockroach.
Nyanyandule.
And it doesn't like light.
Chichipo na nyale.
But when the light of God comes,
kamene nyale mlungu yabwera.
The one who was living in sin,
ujanani muchimo,
becomes born again.
Akalo bado masopani.
The one who was a drunkard,
ujanani chakolwa.
The one who was a drunkard,
ujanani chakolwa.
Failing to keep a family together.
Kulepe na kufunga banja pamoja.
Mtu angati uli muchimo.
If you are in sin,
palipe cha menonga kwani sekumanga papanza yako.
Nothing you can build in your family.
Na tundalama tuwa sevenzera tutonto tuonongeka.
Whatever little monies you have worked for, they are all destroyed.
Tuonongeka kuwalwa.
Umo like gets destroyed with alcohol.
Mkazi wako romba ndewo yambo sevenza maninga likumunda.
Your wife is the one who works too much.
Chimwana lume chichi likubize kuwalwa.
Your man is busy drinking alcohol.
Nichifuku anjifu shika so.
Why are things happening like that?
Mau ya mulungu taya taya. But I have good news. God promises when we repent and surrender our lives, that one was a drunkard.
When the mind comes back to its normal senses,
even the wife will tell that my husband,
something
which
has changed in him.
Wakafola kutundarama.
When he gets the little monies,
wogula ndio.
He is able to get relish.
Woguli, womguli lako kadress mana kazi.
He buys the dress for his wife.
Kuli wazimuna wenangu, mwemguli latape pala pumweze mfuna.
Others, you only buy for your wife when you're interested in her.
Mukupita kwa ntawi.
As time passes on,
ndarama zusira kuwalwa.
The money goes to alcohol.
Mwana kazi ukalio mguli lako loka deresu wa kansapato.
Even a dress for your wife, even a shoe.
Kuma ukatembenuka.
But when you're served,
nanda yuko nzewa.
The house is in order.
Wana wakupasa ulemu.
The children respect you.
Nati mukulu tunturu uyo okungo.
Not when is it? The man keeps on falling down.
Akorewa.
He's drunk.
Muzi wakutu ukakolewa nchua funtako for that period of time.
You know that when you're drunk, you get a bit mad at that time.
Drunkenness is temporal madness.
Ukolewa ni kufuta kwa pangono.
Akama basi, sanga ende bwino, aka imia kwendo uyo, agwa.
He cannot move well when he lifts up your hand, your leg is falling.
Tate wawandu uyo.
That is a man who has got children.
But I can tell you something. I have seen people who lived like that change.
Change.
Praise the Lord.
It's completely turning around.
Our para, what's on your side?
That man, Mr. Sonyeza.
And another brother who gave the testimony yesterday. These are people who were drunkards. But today, they are respected. That's what Jesus can do. If you are a young girl, when you receive Jesus, you bring honor to your body. Muzi wa chintu chini chonse chokongola.
Do you know that anything which is beautiful,
njo valiwa,
it is always covered.
Muzi wa soai?
Do you know that?
Salaula ndio you tutenga uya birako. I stop also.
Salaula second hand clothes are the ones you touch.
Atenga chinangu.
You get another one.
Kulusaka kutuchokela huko.
You say where we come from.
Ngati wavara ngati ndiwe mzimai.
If you are dressed as a woman,
my size yofanika yaoneke.
It means in Usaka, for you to dress, your
breasts have to be seen. People say she's looking beautiful.
Then you are the only one who is looking beautiful.
Lomba soka yachika.
Now the trouble is,
evil vintu vambo peze kam church.
Those things come in the church.
Nizo na izo.
Is that true?
Chikristu changala mu uniform lomba.
The Christians is in uniform.
Chikristu lomba ni mukwaya tabe.
The Christians is in the choir.
Koma mau kweni kweni yokwana.
But the real word.
Sio pezeka.
It's not there, it's not found.
Koma tibwezewe kumau ya zungu.
We need to go back to the real way.
Tibweze, tibwelele kumau yotembe nuka. Mokwanila.
The way where we can get sick.
Yakuti bantu bakuziko wakaona wakambe kuti.
The world when they see you.
Vala, nuotembe nuka.
Those are sick.
Vala, nuama pempelo.
Those are good prayers.
Izo zintu zikaluchitika na lomba.
Those things are still happening.
Waliko wopempela mchokwana.
They will pray in truth.
Kupembela mchokwana si church.
Praying in truth is not a church.
Ni wewe kutembenuka as an individual.
Being saved as a person.
To say my old life, I bury it. If you are a girl, you give your life to Jesus.
Yes.
You won't allow any young boy touching your breast. You say, no, I'm a child of God.
My clothes will be longer.
Why? You are a child of God.
You are
waiting for a right husband who will marry you. That is true Christianity.
Yes.
Not in Mumazulo.
Not in the afternoon, evenings.
Boys keep touching you anyhow. On Sunday
we're
in the choir.
Ati
Chikristo.
Is that Christian? No.
Nukunyoza mawe ya Mulungu.
You are insulting the word of God.
Nikuchepesa mawe ya Mulungu.
You are reducing the word of God.
Koma tikatembenuka mchoona.
But when you are saved in truth.
Na mavuto ya kine ya mene tivi nayo Mulungu.
All the other problems you have.
Mulungu ya chosepo.
God is good for you.
Vuto ni akuti tuwe la pamaso pa Mulungu.
The problem is that we can't.
Mulungu ni chili seni.
You ask for healing.
Koma nyandule alifuru mumtima.
But the cockroaches are in your heart.
Ambuye ni tandi zeni.
Lord help me.
Zintu susu pita pasogolo.
Things are not moving forward.
Mulungu akaona mumtima.
God looks in the heart.
Akachita tochi so.
When he sees the light.
Basi vimpemvu vabisa mabisa.
He is seeing all those cockroaches hiding.
Ngachitufuna tuwele kuli Mulungu.
If you want to come to God.
Tinkale ready. To say, Lord, clean me. You know what we did at our home? My wife said, I don't want these cockroaches.
Chief
of my cockroaches,
but these things, they bring shine. You know, they're shame, embarrassment.
Vima cockroach,
they bring embarrassment.
Wakabwela rendo basi hivyo vatawata.
When the visitors come, you can see them running.
So my wife said, no. What did she do?
You think she was begging them?
Nyandule niyo papatila.
Can you beg a cockroach?
Atuwa nyandule, please, na papata.
No,
nyandule itawe.
Do you think it will run away?
Kulivindu vo papatila, kulivina fufani katabe vapaiwa.
There are things you can beg, some things you have to kill them.
She went to the market. She bought cockroach killer. We sprayed. We sprayed. The following morning, they were all dead. They were all dead and we started cleaning up. So now, when I want to drink water, there was no worry in the head. That's how a church of God should be. Chawama muli five.
It's better you are few, you are five.
But muenda mchirungamo.
But you're walking in righteousness.
Zanichinamba nichikule ni batwa mpemvu furu.
I'm like having a very big number full of cockroaches.
No.
It shouldn't be like that.
The righteousness of God is not in number. It's in true born again people. If your church is 10, but my fasting, mukwanisha.
You are able to pray and fast.
Bible muverenga.
You are able to read the Bible.
Mavalidwe nyokwana.
The dress code is right.
Mulungu akaona.
When God sees you.
Okamba bana wangu wakumana bara.
He says, my children have come.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But chibungwe chinga kule fulu fulu.
The group can be huge.
Hule ilimo kawalala alimo.
A thief, a prostitute, they're there.
Kuyambira,
from the preachers themselves.
Uyu aliko na mwana kula na kuya kine e baraka.
And there is a child.
But kusogolo, hallelujah.
But in front he's able to say hallelujah.
That's not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is of righteousness.
When our righteousness reaches where it's supposed to be, we're going to see the power of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do we want the holiness of God? Do we want the holiness of God? God bless you. Shall we stand?
Hallelujah.
Wretches, they hide in shadows. When you see a cockroach, say, brother, why are you living a life like this? That's a cockroach hiding in shadows. The law was a shadow. There were sinners in the Old Testament. But the light has come. And God wants to see righteousness and holiness in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what God is looking for. He is looking for a holy, righteous assembly. Not righteousness of works. You know when the Holy Spirit comes in you? You won't wait for the Sabbath to go to church. Sabbath will be in you. You'll be at rest. Sometimes you go for 3 days, you are not eating, you are just in prayer. But a long time ago, people would sin all the days. They are waiting to be holy on the Sabbath. But God said, I make a new law. The Sabbath will be in your heart, where your heart will be at rest. Remember Isaiah? The yoke shall be broken. By what? By the anointing. By the Holy Spirit. He is what breaks the yoke. Our eyes close. Our eyes close. What we are speaking this evening is not a joke. All of us will die one day. And when you die, God will show you this service. And he will ask you, what did you do that day when you heard the preacher? Some people here, they are shy to give their lives to God because someone is watching them. Don't be shy. The day you die and you'll be in a coffin, everyone will watch you. Whether you have put powder or no powder, everyone will watch you. Don't wait to be in a coffin for everyone to do your body viewing. Be confident for people to look at you whilst you are alive. The Bible says when you give your life to God, you die to sin. So let people do your body viewing tonight whilst you have life in you. Not when you will die and you did not repent. When you repent, you are telling everyone, I'm starting a new life. And when you start a new life and you repent your sins, God will take his Spirit and put it in you, and you will be able to live righteously. Don't worry to say, will I be able to stop smoking? It's him who will make you stop. He will give you the power. Remember the testimony Brother Sonyezani gave? He stopped smoking on one day. It didn't him. When he was prayed for, that spirit left him. 3 years, he hasn't smoked. Why? not out of his effort, but during the Chatama
Crusade,
God delivered him. That's what you should look for. The deliverance of God.
Amen.
You say, oh, I have a weakness of lust. I always think wrong thoughts on women. I always desire women. God can deliver you from that unclean spirit. Lust is an unclean spirit. It leads men to fornicate. It leads men to commit adultery. That spirit, when you repent, God can break that yoke and you can be set free and you can become faithful to your wife and your children will learn from you and one day they will respect you. We are the father of integrity. God can deliver you this evening. God can deliver you this evening. Whatever weakness you have. Some of you went to a witch doctor. He gave you something so that your husband can love you. When, yeah.
That's a lie.
A witch
doctor doesn't have medicine for love. It doesn't work.
It
brings
the
spirit in your life.
But we can pray for you this evening. And that evil spirit can come out of you. And your family can be restored. Where there was fighting, there can be joy. Where there was fighting between husband and wife, there can be joy.
Yes.
If you are here, you are saying, Pastor Piri,
yes.
I need deliverance. My family needs to be touched by God. Just come and kneel down in front. If you need prayer, don't care who is looking at you. If no one comes here, I don't have a problem. But if you are there and you know you need God to deliver you, humbly just come and kneel down. The power of God is here to break that yoke. Just come, kneel down as you come here. God bless you, my brother. If you are there, you are saying there is a chain, there is bondage. My family is in problems. Oh, my life needs to be given to God. The angel of the Lord is here. And you will be among testimonies. God is here to break that yoke. It's not a man who can do that. A witch doctor can't do that. Only Jesus can do that. There are some false prophets. They tell people, bring holy water. Buy holy water.
Bring meal, bring chicken.
One year.
That's a lie.
Mulibe, deliverance.
Don't show off.
Kachimo, who's the kutukulika kine kamera una gwili lako.
It's a sin that something you are holding on to.
Wauze ambuye Yesu kuti nikululu kireni.
Forgive me.
Nikululu kireni.
Forgive me.
Pamaso ya Mulungu palibe kuzuonesa.
The eyes of the Lord you can't show off.
Palibe kuzinama.
You can't lie.
Don't say tilimu no mumalo tenti pempere ya pamaso. Shall we all pray? Aliense kuzipempere na tonsa tipempere. Ambuye tikululu kireni. Ambuye tichiri sene.
Yes, Lord.
Ambuye tichiri sene. Ambuye ponyani magori yonse. Magori ya ipachikwate. Magori ya matenda. Magori ya satana. Ya ponyike muzina ya Yesu Kristu. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus sets the captives free. The blood of Jesus delivers. The blood of Jesus heals. The blood of Jesus sets the captives free. Heavenly Father, let there be deliverance in this place. Let every yoke be broken. Let every yoke be broken. Let every yoke of sin be broken. In the name of Jesus. 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 Every lie, we cast you out of this place. Satan, you are a liar. Satan, you are exposed. Satan, you are a liar. You are exposed. You've lost the battle. We call upon the name of Jesus that every soul that is in captivity right now is set free in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of Satan is broken in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of Satan is broken in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you are set free in the name of Jesus. You are set free in the name of Jesus. You are set free in the name of Jesus. You are set free in the name of Jesus. You are set free in the name of Jesus. You are set free in the name of Jesus. Every demon, every spell of darkness, come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. I break every chain. I break every yoke of Satan. Hallelujah. Satan, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus. Brothers, brothers. Brothers, can you help her? Pray, 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 pray. Pray for her. Pray for her. Satan, come out of her in the name of Jesus. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. We break every yoke of Satan. Every lie of Satan, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Brother Nzima, come and pray for her. In the name of Jesus. Lay your hands on her. In the name of Jesus. 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 Be set free in the name of Jesus. Be set free in the name of Jesus. Be set free in the name of Jesus. 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 Be set free. Be set free in the name of Jesus. 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 Be set free, young man, in the name of Jesus. Be set free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah. The blood of Jesus sets the captive free in the name of Jesus. Be set free in the name of Jesus. Be set free in the name of Jesus. Be set free in the name of Jesus. Be thou set free in the name of Jesus. Be thou set free in the name of Jesus. Be thou set free in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus sets you free. The blood of Jesus sets you free. Hallelujah. Monse imiani manja kwa mbuye Mupitilize mo mau ya mene nikamba Ambuye Yesu Kristu Nilandira mwazi wanu Niwomboleni Muzina ya Yesu Kristu Zonse zoni manga